Hallelujah. In all things. He said, doing what? Let us grow up in every, let us grow up every way. That means stop being childish. And in all things in him who is the head, even who? Christ the Messiah, the anointed one. The anointed one. What's the purpose? For because of him, the whole body, who? The church and all of its various parts, closely joined and firmly knit together by what? Joints and ligaments with which it is supplied when each part with power adapts to its need. In working properly in all of its function, grows to the full maturity, building itself up in love. And the devil can't mess with that. Hallelujah. You won't talk about her and she won't talk about you and we won't talk about each other, but you say something about us and they come up with something and somebody come up with something, say, let's pray. Let's pray about it. You know so-and-so done. Let's talk to the Lord about it. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you that naysayer won't hang around that too long. Hallelujah. 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 Let me read, because read you something. Then we'll move on. Let me do this. Let me get it out here where I can see it. Thank you, Lord. We are one with the Lord. Just as he was raised, the first resurrected man from the dead, just as he was raised, the first resurrected man from the dead, and became this new creation of God, Jesus was the first one that was raised from the dead. He became this new creation of God. This new created man, this new creation of mankind hadn't been on the earth before. We are a new breed. And the firstborn from the dead. He is the firstborn from the dead. God has brought him forth. God has brought forth a new breed. And this new breed of people are about to take over. Hallelujah. See, when you get up, let me talk to you just a second. And I'll be done here in a minute. When you get up in the morning, I know many of you fights it in your mind. But how sweet it is to when you get up in the morning, believers come together and we talk to the Father. Hallelujah. And many hadn't caught it yet. You need to come on, because you got a part to play and you're reneging on us. You got to get over yourself and let your flesh know you're not in charge. I'm a member of the body of Christ. When we get up in the morning, we come into the throne room and we begin to talk to the Father. And the Holy Spirit, are y'all hearing me? That lives on the inside of us will not give us one word that God won't agree with. Because he's going to give you words to speak, even though your mind don't understand it. He's going to give you words to speak that the Father have already said. And he'll grant you these words to stick back to him so he can take action on them by lining up stuff and positioning angels and setting up situations for you to walk right through it. And that shield of protection is there. I like that verse said, the Lord is a sun and shield. That means he shine light. Then when he shine light, I walk in the light. And when I walk in the light, he shield me from all the stuff around me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have been created. This new created man has a right to come into the throne room. New breed, new race, this new kind of man. Glory to God. A man created in God's class. That is totally free from sin and death. Did you hear what I said? That we are totally free from sin and death. Satan always trying to bring up sin and death and all of that and make you feel guilty. No, you are not guilty. You are not ashamed. You've been set free from sin. You're not an old sinner saved by grace. You was an old sinner. You were an old sinner. You were an old sinner. But now you are born again. You have been saved by grace, made a new creature in Christ Jesus. That means you have all the rights and privilege that Jesus has. Hallelujah. And you're totally free from sin and death. This is where he began a new race of people on earth. This is where he began. I'm bringing forth a new race of people. You won't be called black nor white, red nor blue. You'll not be called this or that. You'll be called the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are just like the one that he raised from the dead. We are the body of Christ with the love of God shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost and the Zoe life of God radiating in our being with his nature, with his gene, with his character, with his attribute. We are his people. We are his creation. We are in the heaven. We are citizens of heaven. We're in this earth, but we're not of this earth. We have been taken out of this world. We are here on assignment. Jesus said to the Father in the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John. This is what he said to the Father. He said, Father, glorify me again with your own self, with the glory I had with you from the beginning. Because he knew he didn't belong in this world. He came in this world to bring God's presence, to bring life back, to bring life back to us. And he knew his place was at the right hand of God. And this time God raised him up and he took on the humanity, took on humanity. And God got a man sitting beside him in the throne room. Hallelujah. Acting like God, looking like God, talking like God, doing things like God, because he is God. He is a God man. And we are raised up there with him. Hallelujah. That means life and all situations, all circumstances, when we operate in this life with this wisdom, with this knowledge, we are lacking nothing. Come together under the one banner, and that's the bloodstained banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We don't look around and let the world and all its opinion, all its ideas and to affect us. We only allow ourselves to be affected and by the life of God that's on the inside of us. That when we speak, it comes to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.